The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues. They love greetings in marketplaces and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most sound principles of Scripture study is to keep the larger context in mind. The context carries consequences for the correct interpretation of the Bible. As a result, every verse of Scripture should be read in the context of the larger chapter. But don't stop there. Every chapter must be read in view of the larger book. But that context is not enough either. Every book of the Bible should be studied in the larger context of where it appears in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. Thus, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, "Be especially attentive to the content and unity of the whole Scripture." In other words, there is a holy harmony and wholeness to the entire Bible, and that larger context has consequences for each verse, and indeed down to each and every word. But wait, there's more. Even that context is not enough to correctly interpret the Bible. The Catechism continues. It comments on the consequence of context by adding, "Read the Scripture within the living tradition of the whole church." In other words, the Bible is a cherished heirloom of our spiritual family, the church. One friend of mine loves to scrapbook, and she has compiled a huge book of pictures of her family, their births and their weddings, their funerals and their vacations, and when they came to America. But if you were to flip through the pages of that book without knowing my friend or her family, their long history, the pictures would be disconnected and not make much sense in isolation. In other words, the Bible tells our family story, and then therefore you must know the family history called tradition to understand the pictures in our scrapbook called Scripture. The context carries consequences. Today's gospel from Matthew chapter 23 makes many Catholics cringe and makes many Protestants perk up. Why? Well, because Jesus says in no uncertain terms, "Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven." Oh no. Catholics have been wrong all along, calling their priests fathers in direct violation of what Jesus commanded in Matthew chapter 23, verse 9. But is that what Jesus really meant? No. Why? Because the context carries consequences. Words should be read in the context of verses. Verses in the context of chapters. Chapters in the context of books. Books in the context of testaments. And testaments in the context of tradition. In other words, don't take one picture out of my friend's scrapbook and use it alone to explain her whole family story. In the same way, do not take Matthew 23, verse 9, out of context. Let me just share two other scripture citations to put Matthew 23, verse 9, in proper context. St. Paul refers to himself as a father. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, we read, "Even if you should have countless guides to Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, for I have become your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel." St. Paul attributes the title of father to himself, showing that is not what Jesus meant in Matthew 23, verse 9. That is the context. The Old Testament book of Judges adds further context. A man named Micah asks a Levite to live in his house and serve as a priest. Micah says, "Be a father and a priest to me." Clearly, fatherhood and priesthood are closely related in the book of Judges. And Micah doesn't worry about calling the man his father. When we read Jesus' words about "call no one on earth your father," in light of the larger context of the books of the Bible, we see his comment was aimed at the Pharisees and their abuse of authority. Indeed, modern-day priests who abuse our authority should not be called father either. And we should be defrocked as well. My friends, this principle of scripture interpretation, context carries consequences, also helps us to interpret other people, not just the Bible. Do you get upset when babies cry in church? Do you feel frustrated and angry when someone drives recklessly in traffic? Do you think your husband or wife is selfish and does not care about the family? Do coworkers get under your skin or your boss bother you? Are the people on the street corners just lazy and not willing to work? Be careful not to take those actions out of the larger context. That is, the context of this person's whole life. And indeed, the context of God's plan for their life. And interpret that action too harshly, prematurely, and in isolation. In other words, the larger context of their whole lives carries consequences for their irritating behavior today. Just like the context helps us not to cringe when we hear Jesus' words in Matthew 23, 9, so the larger context of people's lives may help us not to cringe when we have to deal with them. Praised be Jesus Christ.